WTT.com.
Boy, are we going to really get into the thick of it during this show. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Here's some of the headers. An Islamic leader killed in Detroit while the U.S. is getting ready to pay Taliban members to switch sides in Afghanistan. Smart strategy or stupid? We'll talk about it. How about this? Two jets come within 90 feet on the ground at LAX. Wow, what is going on? This is yet another time this has happened within 4 days on the heels of what happened with those Northwest Airlines pilots, those boneheads who flew past Minneapolis by 150 miles. We're going to have our pal DJ Frost on to talk about it. He's been all over the place in these routes, etc., and in the skies internationally. So it'll be interesting to get his perspective on pilots and what's going on with pilot fatigue and all that sort of stuff. I hope I don't sound fatigued. Couple of cold slash flu with my Philadelphia Phillies and a huge win over the Yankees 6-1 in the World Series. Wow. Cliff Lee with 10 strikeouts clearly had amazing stuff with a spiked curveball. And then Chase Utley's two homers did some serious damage right there with putting up one spot in the third and then another one in the sixth. And then the Phillies adding a couple more runs in the eighth and the ninth. And it was nice to get this first win, I think, out of the gate, silencing many of those New Yorkers. You know who you are. I love New York. I'm always in a New York state of mind, but not when it comes to the Philadelphia Phillies. And I have been getting ripped to shreds by so many of my old pals at the Fan and other places. I mean, they're just jabbing me, poking me, if you will. But I feel good that the Phillies came out of the gate with a big win in New York. And listen to that enthusiastic crowd in Minneapolis. Man, do I love the people in Minnesota. So supportive, even though it's not their team. Who better to talk to right at the top? Every week we talk to him. Ticket broker and sports fan, Mike Davis joins us. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. You know, if the Phillies had four more Cliff Lees, they'd already have their rings now.
Yeah, no kidding. He was amazing. And what I liked about him, and somebody should, you know, everybody listening, even if you're not a sports fan in Connecticut and in Illinois and all the places that we're on, take note of what he said. He said, you know, I prepared for this. I did all the work, put all the work in. So it's just a joy. I just have passion for this game and I go out and have fun. I thought, wow, isn't that a great attitude? Because normally you think people get so wound up, they're nervous, but he had the right attitude. He said he put the work in, and boy, he sure had the right stuff, no question about it. I was looking at, Mike, a lot of sports writers' projections as to what would happen in the series, and only a few people picked the Phillies. And the ones who picked the Phillies, some of them picked them in five. One sports writer I know picked them in seven, but, of course, most of the writers were picking the Yankees. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Pedro Martinez on the mound again in New York tomorrow for the Phillies, and that place will erupt like you've never seen before because of all the things that have gone on in the past when Pedro, of course, was pitching for Boston. So it should be, I think this should be a really, really fun series.
Yeah, and I think it's going to go in through into November. You know, I think it's going to go seven games because it's, the Yankees are going to come back and it's going to be a tight series, but it's going to be a great series, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great series, too, absolutely. So this is it for baseball. I mean, this is the big show, the World Series, that's it. And then baseball is done for another year. We're thick into it in the NFL, and there have been some good games, certainly, that have been played along the way. I mean, the ratings, I've said this before, couldn't be better than they've been in two decades. So a lot of people are watching the NFL, and there's some great storylines like Brett Favre and the Vikings, who they lost to Pittsburgh. That was our nail-the-score game of the week. Nobody nailed the score, but it was a fun game to watch. And the final, which was 27-17, doesn't really tell the tale because at the final quarter, even with 6 minutes to go, really the Vikings were still in this. Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I watched some of it. I was mainly, enthralled with my Cowboys. Mm-hmm. They ended up beating a good team this week, but I watched some of that game with the Vikings and Brett Favre, I mean, he almost pulled it out. Of course, he gave the ball away there.
Yeah.
That kind of messed up. So, but, you know, he's, they're still, you know, they're 6-1, so they're in the thick of it.
Yeah, no kidding, to say the least. And plus, now the big matchup, of course, going back to Lambeau Field. You got the scenario, Brett Favre going back, and how will the crowd react? And, of course, now he's the big bad man that's leading the Minnesota Vikings, and this sets up to be certainly one of the big games of the week. But I think my team that I root for, the other Philadelphia team, of course, not in baseball, the Eagles and the Giants is intriguing as well. And this is being played in Philly right while all this other stuff is going on. So it's a crazy sports day there, but there are some really, really good matchups this weekend coming up in the NFL, don't you think?
Yeah, the like I said, the Giants in the and Philadelphia are is the big rivalry now in the East. It used to be Philadelphia and the Cowboys, but you know, and that's still big. But the Eagles have knocked around the Cowboys the last 2 years, especially the last game of the season last year. That was a disaster for the Cowboys. But
yeah,
you know, that's I think that's going to be a good game with the Giants. You know, they lost this last week. They've lost two in a row. So, you know, I think the Phillies have a chance. I mean, the Eagles have a chance with this.
It's easy to think of that Phillies. It's like, you know, imagine growing up there and thinking about it. You're going back and forth in your head. There's no question. Hey, and for people listening to us, you can get tickets because Mike's got them at easy-ticket.com to any of the things that we're talking about. And you might not be a sports fan. You might hate sports, but guess what? He also has concert tickets. And I'm sure that, if you're not into sports, you're probably taking in a few concerts. And especially back east at some of those venues back east, everywhere now. The stadiums are so big and the facilities are incredible, I think, for these rock stars to play in. But you have tickets for just about anyone playing right now, right?
Oh, yeah. There's some, phenomenal, groups out. Lady Gaga, she's I think I mentioned this before, but she's starting on tour now. She her and Kanye West were going to tour together, but you know, he dropped out and she's picking up the slack. So, and you know, Chris Brown, he's out on tour you know, after his negative things, but he's going strong. So I think you know, there's a ton of concerts out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got tickets to them. Hey, we're almost out of time before we wrap this up. So again, go to easy-ticket.com. College football too. Now some really good matchups are coming up down the pike. I mean, not that there haven't been some great ones, but there are a lot of fun games that will start to unfold here now as we get closer to who's going to be the national champs and the bowl games and stuff, right?
Yeah, the you know, I thought that Texas was going to move up in the rankings this week. They're still at number three, but I think, you know, if they keep their nose clean between now and the rest of the season, they're going to go in as number two into the BCS championship, probably against Alabama.
And that'd be fun to watch that. I guarantee those tickets will be at a premium. So go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too, Kate. Talk to you
then. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about what's going on in the skies. Crazy with these two jets and what's going on at LAX. You know, jet lands and other taxis toward the runway where the other was taking off. That could have been a disaster. Stay with us.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit OrderChews.com. That's OrderChews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Wow, what is going on in the skies? I mean, this is crazy. Two jets come within 90 feet on the ground at LAX. The FAA has pretty much determined that a runway incursion brought the two passenger planes within that amount of space of each other on the ground at that airport. We were talking about it a little bit the other day. They said that it happened on Sunday and involved a Midwest Express jet that landed and taxied toward a runway and on which a Northwest flight was taking off for Honolulu. Man, that could have been more trouble than you can imagine. And in the meantime, we've got all this discussion about what's going on with pilots and regulations because you have those two Northwest Airlines pilots who lost their licenses just the other day after they missed their destination by 150 miles because they weren't paying attention to their instruments or the air traffic controllers who were trying to get a hold of them. Who better to have on the show than our friend, pilot DJ Frost? He's got a great website about flying stress-free. That's part of what he does, tries to help people who have the fear of flying. When we talk about stories like this, I don't think it makes anybody feel more comfortable. Oops, the pilot wasn't paying attention. And, of course, those pilots have become the butt of so many jokes on all the late-night talk shows, etc. And I can only imagine what it was like for both of them with the paparazzi staking out their house. But what a bonehead move. DJ, thanks for joining us once again. We appreciate the time.
Good evening, Kate, and great to be with you again.
Hey, let's talk first about those pilots. The first thing that comes out, because, of course, there's speculation galore about how could they have missed it? How can you miss where you're going and all that stuff? And so some of the things that were being reported before they even spoke and the National Transportation and Safety Board got involved and investigated was that they fell asleep or they got into a heated argument about airline policy. And now both have said it was about being on their laptops and trying to figure out their scheduling system for Northwest. Were you surprised to learn that's what they were doing, that they were on the laptops, or no, that this is more common than you think?
Well, I'm just scratching my head since the story keeps changing. I just seem to think that there seems to be something else going on here, because I just can't imagine flying for over 90 minutes without any communication with the air traffic controllers, especially in the United States, because we're always going to centers, and this airplane has a moving map. You see your destination on there. I mean, I just got done flying from Ecuador to Miami today, and I had to talk to every different country as I went along, especially Cuba, or else they're going to launch MiG aircraft if they don't know I'm coming into their airspace. So it's quite perplexing, to say the least.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, reading newspapers, doing the laptop thing, all that sort of stuff, again, it just boggles the mind. You know, as you just mentioned, you hear you were flying internationally, you've flown all over, you've flown domestically, and the entire time that you've flown and you've had other people with you, what are the plausible scenarios? I mean, wouldn't one of the two of you be paying attention, right, if somebody else was having a rough time or distracted?
Absolutely, and I think that we have to really keep this in perspective, and everybody take a deep breath, that nothing did happen. Nothing went wrong. There was no casualties. Nobody got hurt. I guess the thing to keep in mind that concerned me was about possibly running out of fuel, or the National Guard of scrambling airplanes to intercept, because there could have been a suspicion that this plane was in a hijacked situation, and that is quite alarming, especially in this day and age, with the things that have gone on with terrorism. So those are the things that really start up. And for the pilots not to have this paying attention and just fly by because they're working on their laptops, I think there's something else here that's not being told.
All right, so they're suspended. Their licenses are suspended. Will they ever be able to fly again with that airline, do you think? I mean, it's speculation. Who knows?
Yeah, I know that they can appeal their pilot suspension, their license suspension with the FAA and the NTSB. However, I'm not sure what other actions Northwest and Delta is now going to take, because it is quite a thing, though, that they weren't paying attention. They weren't doing the job that they were paying to do. And the whole professional pilot rank, we do take this personally, in that we strive to be professionals, pilots from every airline, and we really don't like to see this get such notoriety, especially when we're not even sure if the true story is being told of what did happen, because sometimes we get fatigued. I mean, we've all been at a hotel sometimes where there's a party in the next room and we don't get any sleep, and we're a little tired the next day. We might feel like we're ready to go to work, yet maybe get tired while we're doing our job during the day. So I think there's a lot more to be had with this, and we're going to find out more.
Yeah, the other thing that I think is troubling is that the FAA, basically, as the Wall Street Journal said, and we were talking about it right away, that was my first question, they basically, DJ, broke their own rules because they took more than 40 minutes to alert the military when they had no communication with that flight last week. So wasn't that the idea after 9/11? Boy, you're not supposed to have these time lags, because, as you said, we always have that thought in the back of our head, what if something's going on in that plane? So that's kind of a shame on them, I would say. That's disconcerting, right?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. In fact, then, from what I understand, is the FAA then asked them to do certain maneuvers to make sure they were complying with the directions, that it wasn't a hijacked situation, because, they're going to scramble the fighters, and they're going to take action now, because they don't want another 9/11 to happen. They don't want a plane used as a weapon of mass destruction. So when those, by not alerting the Air Force or the National Guard, then, there was a break in the chain of how things are supposed to go in these instances, sure.
All right, how about this other story? This one time there was a horrible crash when I lived in California, and I was a TV reporter, and I can't remember now what the circumstances were, but it had to do with a taxiing plane, and the FAA is saying they've figured out that this runway incursion, as I said, had the two passenger planes within 90 feet of each other, actually on the ground at LAX, and it was the Midwest Express jet that I mentioned. It landed and it was taxiing toward a runway where you had the Northwest plane that was taking off for Honolulu. Boy, you have to be careful of those kind of things, because obviously you could have two planes that could explode, that could crash, right? So somebody dropped the ball on this one here, too.
Oh, and it has happened at LAX in the early 90s, actually. I was I was flying for U.S. Air at the time, and we had one of our airplanes landed on top of another plane that was cleared on the runway, and that was actually air traffic controller error. Now, I'm not sure exactly if they gave the other plane clearance to cross the runway or not. We turn on all the lights. We have special procedures where we look both ways, all the pilots in the airplane. We look, and we make sure the road is clear, just like you learn when you were a little kid, look both ways before crossing the street. We look both ways before we cross an active runway, and we turn all the lights on the plane, and we really double check this because we just can't assume anything in certain instances, especially crossing an active runway where planes are taking off and landing. So this is going to be investigated further, and thankfully there wasn't any loss of life or anything that happened tragically.
Yeah, no kidding. I was there, and that was one of my first jobs out of school, and I interviewed somebody that was on that plane that came out, and boy, that man was he was just a wreck, and I don't blame him. He got out of the plane because, remember, some people got out of the plane, but then there were so many others that were killed because it caught on fire, and that was just awful. So they're going to talk to both of the pilots. Hey, plug your website. If people are stressed
sure.
about flying,
oh,
where
yeah.
can they go?
Yeah, in fact, I have a new free video course at flystressfree.com. I answer a lot of questions. I explain many things in aviation at flystressfree.com. It's a free five-course video series, and it's a real short clips, about a minute or 2 minutes. Just all the common things that people ask me about fear of flying, flying airplanes, and as a hypnotist, I explain some things about helping get over fear of flying.
All right, DJ, always a pleasure to talk to you. Get some rest. If you were doing that Ecuador to Miami thing, you got to be a little tired.
I am indeed, yes. Thanks once again, Kate, for having me on, and always glad to help you and your audience get better educated about the things going on in aviation.
All right, excellent. You take care. We'll talk to you down the road. So as DJ was saying, and we just were talking about there, if we go back to what happened with those Northwest pilots, I think what's really, really disturbing is the fact that the air traffic controllers tried to get them on the radio about a dozen times and then tried to do it with text messages. But if you have those kind of communication gaps, then what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to contact the military and then other civilian agencies, and then that means somebody's got to get up in the air because, you know, we're not just talking about terrorism. It could be any kind of a hijacking situation. So they're looking into that as well. What happened when they tried to reestablish contact, and how come they didn't alert somebody higher up on the chain about the problem so that, you know, something could have happened in response to what was going on inside that plane. All right, we have odds and ends. A lot of other things are going on across the country and the world. We're going to jump right into the thick of it in just a minute here on ATN.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Feature here on America Tonight. We just can't help ourselves. The Bad Boys File, and boy, we have a lot of peculiar things to talk about. We'll do that right before the top of the hour. But here's a big one. This happened earlier in the day, might have slipped off the radar screen for some, but President Obama signed the Defense Authorization Bill into law. So what does that mean? There's a provision that would actually give commanders the ability to pay the Taliban to switch sides. Now, some people think, oh, this is brilliant. We've done this before. Others think there are too many problems with it. It's called a buyout idea, pretty much. And so that's what you do to neutralize things. So if you figure it this way, the bill that we're talking about, the Defense Appropriations Bill, is like $680 billion. So this Taliban reintegration provision is $1.3 billion, and it's for like humanitarian relief, reconstruction projects, all that kind of stuff. It's up to the commander's discretion as to where they use those dollars pretty much. But what they think could happen is that you could, you know, basically buy your way out of this with some of the people that are fighting for the Taliban, especially when we're seeing all this violence now where we've had these American troops go down in Afghanistan over the past couple of months. And the most recent attack, of course, Tuesday, 8 soldiers killed in what seemed to be an incredibly well-coordinated attack, again, in southern Afghanistan, where we're talking about explosives and small arms fires. And it's, here we go. We were talking about the ambush the last time. So now you add this up, and you've got 8 more down in the same way. That's 16 where they knew where they were going to be, and they were very coordinated. So what do? You buy a temporary allegiance. But this is the thing. is this a smart play, do you think, America? Here's what you got to remember. I mean, because this is our money, right? It's we the people. Keep saying that to yourselves. It's we the people. So you're getting this temporary allegiance, if you will. The weapons go down, and you're buying off some Taliban. You're giving them money to switch sides. But isn't that pretty shaky when you're talking about moving forward? Because now what happens is, okay, we've invested 8 years. Now if we're going to invest another decade or however long it takes, the idea is to help establish that government, right? Can you do that when you pay off Taliban members to quit? And it's nothing new. I mean, it's been done before. But is it something that would successfully work into the future if you're talking about what will happen in the long run for this country? And you have to think about this. Now, the top guy, the top commander in Afghanistan is backing the plan for the Taliban, right? Because most of the fighters you see in Afghanistan, they say, are Afghans. And that comes with a, you know, they bring basically everyone along with them. So most aren't politically motivated if they're Afghans. And the ideology is not set. It's about money. They're doing it for pay. And they're under whatever leadership, because they don't like the local leaders or whatever. They've been turned that way. So these are people that are turnable. But I would be concerned about what does it, again, what does it mean in the long run? So just so you know, what the money that was approved, that $680 billion, $1.3 billion of it will go for this reintegration provision. And a lot of that will go toward getting Taliban fighters to put down their weapons and surrender to the Afghan government, particularly in western Afghanistan. But is it a program that would be successful in the long run? That's the big thing. Sam is listening to us across the border. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okie dokie. Now, okay, we'll just go. What you just talked about, we're going to get off that subject just for un momentito. We're going to bring the H1N1 flu and the NHL in, because what had happened is that five or six of the Edmonton Oilers, and including their coach Pat Quinn, have come down with symptoms that could be H1N1.
You know, we're starting to hear that more and more, that especially with sports teams, somebody
right.
gets it. Whether it's a high school football team or professional team, like you're saying,
right.
it's scary because of the spread. You know, if somebody has, like any flu, somebody has it, then how many other people are infected?
Well, because I was just watching the news here tonight, and there was a young boy. He went to a hockey tournament in Toronto. Unfortunately, he came down with it. Unfortunately, had passed away. So now Hockey Canada's come. Yeah, and believe me, his parents and his sister are not exactly in great shape. And what Hockey Canada is suggesting now, you know, after the game is after the game, instead of taking off the glove and shaking hands, is doing that, what do they call that, knuckle, you know, with your knuckles, what do they call it?
Yeah, you pump your fist, basically.
Yeah, knuckle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, suggest they do that. And that you try not drink out of other people's water bottles, like just put your name on yours and, you know, drink from that one, you know, to cut down on it. So,
yeah, boy, that's scary, huh? I mean, anything that spreads is scary, whether I don't care what it is.
Right.
Because I still would be leery about the shot from all the different, we've had so many different doctors on, and
right.
2-1, most are saying, it was approved really fast, and sure, it could be fine for some people, you just don't know how
right.
somebody's going to react. And somebody that works with us on the show was telling us how he never had gotten the flu, and then all of a sudden he got this terrible flu because he thinks that what happened was, he hadn't gotten the shots and he caught it from somebody, so he gets
right.
a regular flu shot. So, see, I think that's the problem, Sam. Everybody's
yeah.
chemistry in their body is different, but in this
right.
case, unfortunately, there isn't a lot of time to experiment, because that's what you're doing with
right.
this. But it's obviously, if a lot of people are getting sick, you know what you do? You stay home.
Right, right, and I just got an email from my local referees association. Usually, when there's a stoppage of play, you know, the trainers will come out with water for their teams and say, by the way, ref, you want, as of right now, bring your own water bottle. You're, in this case, you know, you're not supposed to bring it on the field, but because of what's going on, bring one on. But don't bring one of those big 1 liter ones, bring, you know, like 500 milliliter bottles, you know, enough just to keep you, just keep you hydrated and stuff like that. So, you know, it's really going all over the place, so.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Be careful out there, Slam and Sammy, and tell everyone close to you if they know people that have the symptoms. You know, the deal is you just got to stay away.
Does that include you, Naho?
It includes anyone if they've got any kind of symptom. I thought I had the flu, so I stayed. Basically, yesterday I was like a shut-in. I was like a crazy shut-in, and so because I don't want anyone to get sick because of me, and I think it's just a regular strain. If that's what I have, I don't think it's the swine flu, but there are people around me that have gotten it, and they just disappear. They're not going to work. They're absent from doing whatever they normally do because, again, of carrying that germ. That of course is the big problem. So stay safe, Sam. Thanks for the call. We move from the H1N1, which is true. There's like 600 schools now across the nation that are closed. And again, if you start to see an outbreak for fear that it could spread worse to other grades, et cetera, that's what many of the schools have opted to do. Bouncing back to Afghanistan here for a second, we told you this. I told you that I had an insider that was saying that what they thought the buzz they heard at the Pentagon was that there would be a scaled down number of troops. It would cut down on McChrystal's objectives, not the 40,000. And now President Obama is considering sending large numbers of troops, but not the amount that General McChrystal said was necessary to really give the United States a chance to win this thing, in his opinion. See, it's a question of Americans either oppose the war or, and we know, we've talked about it here in America Tonight, and question whether it's worth continuing to wage that war. And here we are, you've got the top general in the field, and you're not really following his objectives because he's saying this is what we need. Of course, the President of the United States and the Congress ultimately, I guess, get that say. Here's one senator's point of view. Senator Richard Burr had this to say about what's going on with the hot topic in Afghanistan.
Well, I heard firsthand from General McChrystal that as we stand up more Afghan army and special police individuals, it requires us to have more troops in theater. And what we don't want to do is we don't want to slow down the training of additional Afghans. Right now we see Afghans in many cases the tip of the spear for operations every day in Afghanistan, and U.S. forces playing a supervisory and logistics role. So I want to continue to do this. I want to make sure that Afghans are prepared to take over their security as soon as possible. Well, I would say to John, and we were there back-to-back as far as schedules, that what I heard from General McChrystal, if you want to use the Afghans as a force multiplier in the area, if you want to make sure you're securing more regions, then you've got to have the troops that you need for logistics, for intelligence, and for supervisory purposes. So I think John maybe read it wrong. I believe that General McChrystal is trying to do exactly what Senator Kerry talked about. But he also is a realist. He realizes we've got to do it in every region. We've got to provide that level of security. The way to get out the fastest is to make sure we've run the Taliban out or we've killed them.
All right, so poll numbers, aren't these fun? Here's what some of the recent polls are saying. 55% of Americans say they would accept sending an additional 10,000 troops and training Afghanistan's army and police. 46% favor not sending any more troops and focusing instead on attacking specific al-Qaeda camps on the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. And 45% support withdrawing U.S. troops from the country altogether. So it's pretty neck and neck with that public opinion swaying in a couple of different directions. That's NBC Wall Street poll, by the way. Bad Boys coming up next.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirandAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiANet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Tonight, we're upping the ante. Yeah, sure, we have a dungeon, but not everybody gets to spend time in our dungeon. After all, they do get 3 squares. We do have a bad boys file now, and there's so many. Not to say that a woman couldn't be in the bad boys group either. Some probably could fit in there. We got a couple of good candidates this time around. In future bad boys files, we're going to let you vote on who is the worst bad boy of the day or of the week. I'll tell you what, here's an interesting one. ESPN broadcaster Bob Greasy, remember the old former quarterback for Miami? Does a great job, I think, since I watch college football and it's college football games. I like Bob Greasy's style. Anyway, he's been suspended for a week. He made an interesting remark about a NASCAR driver named Juan Pablo Montoya. I don't know that he really really meant to say this. It was something that just kind of happened, or maybe he did, but I don't. I'm just thinking no. It was during ESPN's broadcast of the Minnesota-Ohio State game this past Saturday, and a graphic was shown listing the five top drivers in NASCAR points in the race, you know. And so Chris Spielman asked, where was Montoya? Where was he on the list? He's Colombian, and Greasy replied he was out having a taco. He, of course, apologized for what he said. He did it like twice. Montoya is not commenting at all on the suspension. He just brushed it off and said he never even heard of Bob Greasy. I never heard of Bob Greasy. Who is this Bob Greasy that you are all asking me about? But he is listed on our blunder of the day. If you go to americatonight.net, a lot of times I'll post pictures and stuff of whatever the blunder is. So go there, click on features, and you'll see it. But it definitely fits in our bad boys file. So he suspended a game, Greasy is, for that remark. What a rough week for ESPN. First they have this nonsense with Steve Phillips and the crazy young girl he was fooling around with at ESPN, going after the wife and the crazy 911 call and everything else. And this isn't the first time this has happened with Steve Phillips, so he just completely gets let go from ESPN because they couldn't take the heat anymore. This qualifies as a bad boys. Here's another one that's pretty interesting. I mean, it could be considered pretty clever if you think about it. Governor Schwarzenegger usually attaches a message to some of the bills that he signs or vetoes because he likes to tell them why he took the action. So there was a Democratic assemblyman who heckled the governor at an event in San Francisco, and he got an interesting message in the veto letter itself, a kind of not so subtle, maybe creatively hidden within it, jab. You know, when you have those find the word puzzles, you have to circle it. When you were kids, you circle it to find what the message is. Well, a second message is visible if you string together the first letters of each line down the left-hand margin of this letter. This is radio, so I'm explaining to you where it was. Think of your kids, or think of when you were a kid and you circled, try to find a message. So what Schwarzenegger supposedly did is, on the one side of it, there was an F-U that you could clearly see if you attached the letters together. I love what a spokesperson said. Aaron McLear, who was one of the spokespeople or minions for Governor Schwarzenegger, the comment was, my goodness, what a coincidence. I suppose when you do so many vetoes, something like this is bound to happen. So they send these veto messages to the guys who authored the bills, and they're posted on the governor's website. So if you look at the left-hand margins of the past veto messages, it's spelled out other words too. But if you actually go to the website, you can see what I'm talking about. How about that? And the by the way, the target was the San Francisco Assemblyman Tom Amino, who had sponsored a bill that would have given the Port of San Francisco expanded financing power to redevelop a former shipyard into a new neighborhood. And I don't know. The Port of San Francisco, the loser in this one, and a spokesperson for the assemblyman said that, hey, you got to give him credit for his sense of humor, especially in politics, but it came at the cost of the Port of San Francisco. I mean, the question is, do you think, this is like the riddle these days, do you think the pilots were really on their laptop? Do you think he really wanted to drop the F-bomb, or is just a coincidence? Okay, I'm saying it was a smackdown. Somebody in that office knew. They looked down the side. You can clearly see it, clearly. And what happened was he went to an event by the former San Francisco mayor and assembly speaker who's wildly popular in San Francisco, Willie Brown. And he was at this Fairmont Hotel, and it caught a number of people by surprise because, you know, you're talking about this budget negotiations, you're talking about cutting billions of dollars from state services, education, and health care, and so I think some people were surprised to see him. And on a video clip of the governor's appearance, you can actually see this one assemblyman screaming, you lie, and other derogatory phrases at other as other people that were there booed and heckled during his very brief speech. It was so the wrong Schwarzenegger crowd. He got out of there pretty quickly. But it was obvious what the assemblyman was doing, and you could clearly see it. So, you know. And then the other part was, this is San Francisco, and Schwarzenegger's vetoed bills in 2005 and 2007 that would have legalized gay marriage. And he also opposed, although he also opposed, you know, Prop 8, that initiative that voters passed in November to ban same-sex marriage, but he got leveled for that too. So now here's the deal. So if the F-bomb was there intentionally, they're saying we're going to call it even and we're just going to move on from here because he screamed things out and then he gave him a jab back with the veto thing. I know, it seems kind of wild to me though. Isn't that a crazy story, Donovan? Do you think they intentionally, this wordplay thing, do they intentionally had the F-bomb in there, or you think, oh no, it's just a coincidence?
I think it's highly unlikely that it's just a coincidence. I mean, that would be
bad.
Pretty cosmic proportions, really.
It would be. I didn't know that you understood wordplay. It just is a coincidence that it spelled that out. Yeah, I don't think they can go with that. I mean, if the two plausible things, it's not true or it is true, I'd almost buy the story of the pilots, those Northwest pilots, over what the Schwarzenegger people are saying with that veto situation. Interesting to note, however, isn't it, that he writes personal messages when he vetoes a bill. I think that's actually kind of good. Okay, here's why I'm doing it, whatever. But there's no question, especially when you talk about San Francisco and your more liberal area, Schwarzenegger couldn't be less popular, and now with the way California's just going down the toilet with money and job losses and everything combined that's happened, it's been a Harry Carey ride for him anyway, even with the stronghold Republicans who voted Schwarzenegger in, and there's a lot of I think heavy hard feelings between the governor and the state people in not figuring this out, not getting anything done other than cutting jobs and education and trying to re-rack and punt because they're not getting any of a big giant bailout from the federal government. Isn't it interesting? Everybody now wants to put their hand out, but it's too late. Sorry, we've given out all the money. We already gave it to the auto companies. We can't give it to the states to try to save education. Forget that, or jobs. We already gave it to the auto guys when they flew in on their planes. Remember? And we told them to go home and to come back with a plan. And then we decided we would dole out some of that cash. Yeah, remember that? And then the three dreaded letters, AIG, and then they made huge profits. Yeah, Goldman Sachs. Man, oh man. All right, if you have any thoughts on anything you've heard on America Tonight, flip them to me at americatonight.net.
Back.